I'm not even gonna lie, I am kind of scared to record this video.
What? Why?
This nigga's scared.
It's a topic that opens itself to a lot of criticism and a lot of judgment. So I'm going into this knowing that that's a possibility and that is okay. I welcome comments and discussions. I hope that people don't have a lot of negative things to say and they can try to keep it nice and positive in the comments. That would be amazing.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
A friend and I were talking recently, and we are both women in our late 30s. She is 40, and we do not have children, and we're not married, and we're not even in relationships.
Yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
We kind of don't want to have kids. And this is something that I have said out loud a long time ago because I really didn't want kids. And then I switched to thinking that I wanted them. And now I just don't really know how I feel.
Today, being retarded means leading a full life. Retarded people go to work or school just like their neighbors.
You can't make a woman happy. It's impossible. I've never met a happy woman in my life.
Look, the bull ring is a testament to the mental illness. Look, most women want kids. This whole I don't want kids thing, it's something cute to say when you're young and living your best life. Basically, when women come to that conclusion, it's like, I want to be selfish for my whole life.
What kind of shit is that?
But then the party ends. You know? You kind of grow up, you mature, your options start to run out at the bar, dudes ain't hitting on you at the bar as much, and you start thinking, like, wait, 35 to 85 is a mighty long time. Probably like 5% of women actually don't want kids and will stand by it on their deathbed. Like, yep, I don't regret it. I'm glad I didn't have kids, honestly, from the bottom of my heart. That's like 5%.
I'm getting to the age where I'm realizing that I just probably am not going to have them. And I don't know how I feel about it because I have not had the urge to have them. I don't have this deep desire to be a mother and to raise children. I don't have it.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Based on that bull ring in your nose, it's probably for the best. You're doing the world a favor. But who are you trying to convince? Are you trying to convince us or yourself?
She ain't nothing but a low-class, white trash. She probably didn't even finish high school.
Girl, you know that's the truth.
Whether that's because of my own childhood, my upbringing, trauma that I've been through, difficult relationships, or just having ADHD and feeling very overwhelmed by very minor tasks and responsibilities in life that makes me think, oh my God, what would it be like to raise a child? I also don't have a pet and have never had one as an adult because I like my freedom. I want to do what I want when I want. I don't want anyone depending on me.
I ain't. I'm not worth any effort whatsoever. I'm evil. I have nothing to offer. I will not make a positive impact in your life. I suck. Like, I just suck as a person. I have no redeemable qualities. You don't want me around. Take my word for it.
Okay.
So she won't even mature enough to get a pet. Like, she didn't say, I don't have pets because I don't like pets. She simply said, I'm just that damn selfish. What a pathetic, vapid, void life. She has no substance in her life whatsoever, in my opinion. She doesn't even have enough love in her heart to take care of an animal. So she can't even be a cat lady. She's too selfish to even be a cat lady. That's fucking crazy.
This whole threat of women, oh, you're gonna grow old and die alone. No, we're not. That's not a threat. We have our friends. We have our sisters with us. Did you ever see the Golden Girls, my dude?
Oh my
That's not a
God.
cautionary tale. It's
It's
a
a
goddamn
goddamn
victory
victory
lap.
lap.
Can you imagine being a man walking into this and this woman says she can't even be depended on to take care of an animal? And she says she just never wanted to be depended on by anybody. Look, we could tell. You look like you had a rough life of partying and one night stands and getting drunk and doing X and this lady looks 59. at best. And she's 38. She probably smokes cigarettes. Come on, white women, you can't smoke cigarettes and party. Like, it's not gonna do you well. You can't do what the Chocolate Sisters do. And I don't hate her. She's a child of God. But I can't wish any decent man on her, because I would be wishing a curse on him.
There is a big fear there of people depending on me and relying on me. It feels like a trap. It feels suffocating and like it would limit my freedom and confine me. And I don't like feeling constrained. And I think that there are parts of the human experience, one of them being becoming a mother and having a family, that are like cornerstones almost. Whenever I have spoken to parents, no matter how difficult their child is or was in the past, or how stressed they are, or how much sleep they're losing, all of them say, the love that you have for your child is unlike anything you've ever experienced and you will ever experience. And it's the greatest love on earth. It's the greatest thing. After these messages, we'll
be right back. I hate to rub salt in the wound, but it really is. It's not like anything else. And it is the greatest love you will ever experience in this lifetime.
Are you sure?
And honestly, even for people who had kids to grow up to be piece of shit heroin addicts, they still probably wouldn't go back and not have them. Because the joy they bring when you're raising them and stuff is just, it's unmatched.
So there's a part of me that's like, I love life. I love life and I love experience. And I love to experience so many things. That's why I travel so much and try new things. I just love vitality and I love feeling things. So there's a part of me that's like, if that exists, I want that. Like, I want to know what that feels like. I don't want to go through this whole life not knowing. I could cry. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Don't feel sorry for this hoe, man. She's a fucking thought. She's a fucking joke. Live with it. I don't feel sorry for you, and I hope nobody feels sorry for you. You always gonna have some thoughts just like you who's gonna be, oh, she speaks directly to me. You should feel sorry for me. All you can do is laugh at it. That's all you can. Laugh at it and hope for the best.
I'm not going to cry, but I just got a little choked up. There's a part of me that is sad about going through life and not having that experience.
The thing is, women technically can have it all. They can travel, they can hang out with their girls, they can have kids, they can have a husband. They could have it all if they played their cards right, but they never do.
That's a damn shame.